outline may contain sexually oriented content. Content. Listener discretion is advised.
3, 2, 1, go!
Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. Tonight, our guest is from the number one movie in the country, The Scorpion King. Kelly Hu is here.
Hello.
Kelly, we had on the TV show, although she had to remind both of us about that because we seem to have no recollection of that show.
She also reminded me that our kids were three. My kids were three. And we started doing that show that long ago?
Well, yeah. Ooh. I mean, 96. Kelly was on the show, mm-hmm. I guess, plugging Nash Bridges or Martial Law.
Nash Bridges.
I think once each.
Oh, really? No,
I've
twice.
I've actually been on your show twice, and you don't remember me once. I'm a memorable guest.
Kelly, we don't remember doing the damn show.
We won't remember tonight either, if it's any consolation.
Good.
No, the only people we remember are the people we don't like.
No.
That's the way we go through life.
Really?
Soft, man.
Yeah, from the TV especially.
Yeah.
Maybe I remember some nice experiences in here with people, because it's 2 hours, you're face-to-face. That TV was, you know...
Well,
45 minutes of lights and looking at a camera, not your guest.
And
right. The thing is, too, is we would do four of them in a day.
So
by the time,
we were like cattle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We were just cattle to you.
Yeah, not even worth as much as cattle. More sheep.
I didn't get paid much more than cattle back then either.
Yeah, well, that's all going to change now. Yeah,
okay.
I don't want to get into that, Drew. This Scorpion King is the number one movie... and it's the number one grossing movie in the month of April ever.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what they tell me. It's pretty cool.
It's crazy.
Crazy promotion everywhere, too.
Yeah, it's amazing. I just got like a gift basket of Scorpion King paraphernalia, and they had like bottled water in there. Like Scorpion King bottled water. I was like, what is up with that?
Kelly is former Miss Teen USA, which...
You studied
I don't remember her from either.
Right? In college or something? Other than acting? Is that you?
No, I didn't go to college. Well,
that's what it was.
Good girl. That's right. Now you're laughing all the way to the bank.
Right.
Sipping a nice, cool bottle of that Scorpion King water.
That doesn't say nuclear physics and fluent French. Isn't that what the bio says?
I don't know. Well, listen, we know Kelly's smart. Why should smart people go to college? They're already smart.
Yeah, it was just a waste of money.
Yeah. She's good looking. She's in this Maxim. It's in the, you know, I'll tell you, this Maxim, though, really pisses me off. They come up with this 100 best-looking women every year.
Yeah.
And I think Kelly's 18.
Yeah.
Right? And every year, I find, like, chicks in the 90s who are far better than the chicks that are in the single digits. Like,
well, 2 years ago, I was, like, 98 or something.
You were one that I wanted to usher up to the front. Like, I mean, I'll tell you one who's a perennial all-star up there, Tara Reid. Tara mm-hmm. Reid is number four. There's nothing wrong with Tara Reid, but just because you're not ugly, don't make you hot. Just because you're not fat, don't make you hot. There's nothing wrong with her. I mean, she's an attractive girl, but not number four. I don't know who her publicist is, but we should get her. We should get her on our court here because she's not that hot, and neither is who's the other one's always up there. Britney Spears is always up there.
You don't think Britney is hot?
No, she's kind of hillbilly hot.
Hillbilly hot.
Kristen Dunst is another one of these chicks. Like,
I think it's just a popularity contest.
Right,
it's like that 50 most beautiful, you know. It has nothing to do with who's really
it's
beautiful.
It's what sells magazines.
Exactly.
Okay, that's it.
Yeah,
who's number one?
Yeah, Minka should be in there, the number one Asian big boob queen.
Who's down in the 90s?
Who's in the 90s? A bunch of chicks that are hotter than the ones in the not Kelly, but hotter than the earlier ones. That's all. All right, Drew Donahue, you're going to make a mess of this. You're going to bang that right into the mic. It's going to be distracting.
Who is number one?
We got to help that. We got to help the kids. All right.
All right.
Anything else you want to plug? By the way, you just plug
my
the
website.
Scorpion King. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Kellywho.com.
And what can we find there?
Scorpion King dolls. I swear to God. We have action figures.
Really?
And posters.
Bottle water?
And no, they only gave me one bottle.
Do Do you have Cassandra the Sorceress there?
It's Cassandra the Sorceress doll.
Yeah.
Action figure.
Are you in for a taste on the back end of that, or?
Of course.
Well, this is why I have the website. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Smart. Oh, man. All the sploozers out in the parking lot wanting to get an autograph. I mean, this is just a nerd heaven for those guys. It's like hot chicks and some crazy fantasy from a million years ago. I mean, they're loving this stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk to Alex. Alex?
Yeah?
You're 20. What's up?
Hi. Okay. So I have been sleeping with this guy for like 3 or 4 weeks now. And the other night I was at a party with my friend and we told him that we were sisters, and I was in the room talking to just him. We were just like sitting down talking, and my sister came, or my so-called sister, my friend slash sister or whatever, came in and started straddling me and like calling me like a dirty whore and like acting like really dirty towards me. And like the guy that like I'm kind of talking to was like super amazed by this and like is like calling me and like asking me, you know, are you gonna sleep with your sister in front of me, and like saying all this stuff. Well, me and my friend were like just kidding around, and we don't want to do that, and like he won't like.
What was the goal of the kidding around?
We were just like, we weren't like having a goal at all. Like we were just like wrestling and like just like messing around, like not even really acknowledging that he was there, really. And like he called me the other day.
But you didn't start doing that until he arrived.
No, she came in the room.
Oh, please, who cares, Drew?
Well, I'm just trying to figure out.
There is. She had a few wine coolers. Shut up. And she was just showing off a little bit. That's all.
All right.
Yeah, but listen, I mean, not all women are lesbian. Only like 80% or something. No, but women know that when they tease each other in front of a guy, it's real exciting and titillating
for
the guy.
I don't get that. Yeah, Why is that? Because like, if two guys were fooling around in front of me, I would not get excited. I don't know what.
Please, Drew, come here. No, leave your sweatshirt on, but drop your sweat.
There are tons of things. Yeah. Like, this to me goes to how different men and women feel about how they dress, for instance.
Right.
Okay. Like a woman, when a guy's go, well, they were dressed like they wanted this and they wanted that, and the women are like, no, what are you talking? I just felt like it made me feel good.
Right.
And guys don't think the way women think. Women don't think the way guys do.
Okay.
Like if a guy thinks, geez, if I were doing that in front of a girl with anybody, it would mean something.
Right.
So the guy interprets that in his own crazy way.
Mm-hmm.
And she has to be prepared that that's what guys do. That's what they do.
Yeah. Everything sort of turns toward his penis.
Yes.
I mean, if a girl drops a pen, bends over and picks it up, she's not picking up the pen. She's presenting.
Yeah.
And a woman, meanwhile, is picking up her pen.
Yes. Right.
Guys are
simple that way.
Young, stupid guys, especially like delusional.
Well, no, it's like they're under the influence, right? It's the hormones.
Yeah. So, Alex.
Yeah.
Anyway, you guys were having a little fun. Now this guy's he's on an incest jag. Really wants to see you two get it on.
Why are you even communicating with this idiot?
I don't anymore, obviously.
All right, well, there you go. So like, what is the question?
Well, my question is, like, I kind of do communicate with him, like, in a way, but, like,
well, let me go back to my
way.
He saw that.
Let me go back to my question. Why do you communicate with this idiot?
Why is he an idiot?
Well, I mean, he wants to see two sisters having sex. Doesn't it seem somewhat flawed to you?
Is he from the South?
It does.
Okay, so.
That's why I'm asking if it is odd, because, like, I know guys, like,
it's flawed. No,
like, well, being that, but I didn't ever try to say it was my sister. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, sounds high right now.
So are you really high?
No.
Do you get high a lot?
No.
Oh, please.
No, I don't.
You better hope. Okay, then you must have fallen off a moped and hit your head at some time, right?
No.
It's either severe head trauma in your teens, or you're high and lying about it.
I'm so not high right now.
But not right now.
But you get high. You
sound like an idiot, but it's like, why would he even want to see that? Like,
listen, why do guys want to want to watch any bizarre...
Like Jerry Springer.
Oh, shut up. Jesus Christ.
I don't understand what her point was.
She doesn't even know what her point was.
And I'll go back to my original question. If this guy's as much of an idiot as he seems to be, why hang out with him? Why communicate with him?
I can't help. Like
it's
a moth to the flame.
Taking a scab here.
Alex?
Yeah.
You're hot, though, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yes, of course, because you're such a pain in the ass. Jesus Christ, you have no idea what you sound like. Oh, my God. I can always tell hot chicks, because when you're not looking at them, it's painful.
I mean, always not a pain in the ass, though.
No.
I'm tired. I'm too tired to be a pain in the ass right now.
Well, not all hot chicks are pain in the ass, but I just mean it's like a hot chick minus the hot, because you're not looking at her, and now it's just nails on the chalkboard. Jesus Christ. Okay. All right, just look, marry some dentist who's like 80 years older than you are and call it a life. And stop worrying about this guy. He's flawed, we're telling you. Myra?
Alex is 20.
I know.
20.
Myra, you're 18.
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay, my question is, I tried anal sex about 2 weeks ago.
Ouch.
Yeah.
And it was okay, I guess.
A very controversial scene in The Scorpion King that actually I think will be on the DVD because it didn't make the cut.
Well, the director has a few comments to make about why it was cut.
It was PG-13.
Yeah, they couldn't get the PG-13 rating with the anal lip.
Myra, what do you mean it was sort of okay?
Well, I don't know. I didn't dislike it, but it wasn't like what I thought it would be, I guess.
What did you think it was going to be?
I don't know. It just seems so, like, overrated, and everybody, I always hear people saying how great it is and stuff, and I didn't.
Really? Were you hearing guys say how great it was, or women say how great it was?
Both.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you run with a pretty fast crowd there, because I haven't heard too many women singing the praises of anal.
There's a tiny minority that really are into it, and the rest are sort of
Don't you think that it's sort of like more of a head thing? Exactly, a control issue. Like, the women don't actually like it.
No, some do.
They
some do.
Pretend to like it because they think that the guys like that they like it.
No, some actually do.
Really?
Some. Small number.
But I
thought it was just exciting because it was just, you know, something different and something
deviant.
Kind of taboo, you know?
Yeah.
So, but my question is, like, maybe 4 hours later, I went to the bathroom and there was blood on the tissue.
And why would that be surprising? You've just been,
violated. Yeah.
I didn't really, I was a little concerned, but it went away. But then, like, it's come back. Like, since then.
Any pain down there?
No, not really.
Okay, well, you can do yourself some harm. You can tear, you can cause hemorrhoids, there's a lot of things you can do that cause bleeding.
Isn't that a one-way street? Like, things should not be going in the opposite direction there.
Kelly's delicate sensibilities have been offended.
Kelly could do an hour on anal. Hold on, Kelly, why don't you cut a PSA, one of those public service announcements, warning young girls not to engage in anal?
I'm just saying that it's probably not a healthy thing to do. Am I right, doctor?
It is not. Absolutely, you can cause... People, I don't know why they don't consider that you can cause injury to that area.
Exactly.
Never mind the fact that it is a great way to transmit a sexually transmitted disease.
Well,
right.
Let's see if I can work out some of the beats on
the
PSA.
You work on that for a second while I finish my little drag here. And that is that people have sort of, if they are, they're either guys demanding it just to try to take the crazy variant off their list of things they've tried.
Mm-hmm.
Small minority women are actually into that. And there are more people who still try to sort of maintain their virginity on a technicality by continuing to engage in that behavior.
I've heard of that. Women from certain countries.
Crazy.
Right, right, right.
Let's see. I just worked out a few beats here. You know, not verbatim, but maybe a 30-second PSA with a little little music behind it. Perhaps something from The Scorpion King. Go a little something like this. Hi, I'm Kelly Hu. I'm from the Scorpion King. I played Cassandra, the sorceress. You know, I did a lot of my own stunts in that movie. But one stunt even I won't do is anal. That's right. Each year, millions of young women are injured or permanently disfigured through the tragedy and horror of anal sex. Don't let this happen to you. If you're a young girl within the sound of my voice, who's not yet experienced anal, or is planning on experiencing soon, please call us now. And we fill in the number there.
It's, we'll have
the anal hotline.
Well, instead of rain, we're going to have pain.
Right,
it's
right.
It's going to be your hotline.
And we put like a little tag like that says, anal's wrong. No ifs, ands, or buts. Right? Like something like that. That'd be the tag. We'll work that out. Put some music underneath it. Start spreading it around to the local radio stations. Yeah. Okay.
I think that's a great idea.
Maybe we'll make up a story.
I just don't know if I could actually say those words.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. I take it a step further, say like you lost a family member to this, or you know, maybe a distant family, younger sister or a distant cousin or something. You know the tragedy firsthand. We won't implicate your own ass, but we'll just say that you had a friend. You had a friend who died.
Right.
You know what I mean? Always tries to point home when it hit close to the family or close to a friend, right?
Yeah. Okay. We need a nice visual too, like that this is your brain on drugs.
Oh.
Yeah, we'll work something out.
Anything in mind?
It'll involve a fudge brownie and an air cannon. And just a piece of Lucite that we put the camera behind. We'll work it out. We'll work the beats out. We'll do a radio one, and we'll do a short, like, 15-second television one. Run late nights. Bonnie?
Yeah.
You're 23?
Yeah.
You're not thinking about doing anal, are you? As if you are.
No.
Kelly Who wants a word with you. Okay, good.
Okay, I used to do, like, a lot of ecstasy, like, lots every single week. Mm-hmm. And I've stopped, but I feel like my short-term memory is completely just gone. Forget things, like, daily.
What goes along with that usually, though, is some generalized anxiety and some depression, too.
Oh, a lot of depression.
Uh-oh. What about that fluid draining from your spine thing? Is that true?
That's nonsense.
It's not.
Here's the deal. Fluid draining from your spine, a harmless problem. I mean, the reason they came up with that wives' tale is that the researchers that were looking at the people on ecstasy in the first place down in Texas drained the fluid out of their spine to study it because it's a harmless thing to do completely.
Hmm.
It's a spinal tap. You take the fluid out and study. Take out as much as you want. You'll regenerate it very, very quickly. But what it does do is actually destroy brain. I mean, it is profoundly damaging. And this business of it draining spinal fluid is meaningless.
Mm-hmm.
But its effect on the brain structure is actually profound. And Bonnie's a great example of this. They get severe memory problems, agoraphobia, panic attacks, and depression. And is lifelong.
Wow.
It's a disaster.
See if Bonnie's
so
lying.
So it doesn't go away, like...
No, in fact... Thing? The memory thing stays about the same, and the mood problem usually gets worse with time.
Well, Drew, really, you stop doing the drug, and the memory doesn't come back a little bit? Yeah, it does. I know it does.
A little bit.
A little bit.
I'm on an antidepressant called Cerazone,
mm-hmm.
It seems like it kind of helps a little bit.
Yep, that's a perfect one for you. The reason is the cells that produce the serotonin are actually gone. They're dead. And what Cerazone is a drug that binds on the other side of the synapse. You don't have to produce a bunch of serotonin. It binds at the serotonin receptors. So you don't need the cells producing the serotonin to stimulate their serotonin release. It goes right to where the serotonin is received.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a perfect...
That's the only one I seem to have worked. Yeah,
and you should use pretty high doses of that. It'll help with the anxiety, too.
He has me on 200 in the morning and night, so 400 a day.
That's a big dose. There you go.
Nice.
All right, baby.
All right, thank you.
Is she going to have to stay on that stuff for, like, the rest of her life?
Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's intense.
A lot of these folks, as they get older, need shock therapy.
Shock really? Therapy from ecstasy?
Electric shock therapy, yeah.
Wait, now, who's getting older?
Yeah, well, yeah.
I mean, how old are these people? 40?
Yeah, 30s, 40s.
Because, I mean, stuff not... Well, I mean, it's been around for a while. 20 years,
I see this all the time with LSD users.
Oh, yeah?
When their depression gets worse later, it just gets horrible.
Yeah.
Wow. And there are so many kids in these raves, just like so high and whatnot, by the thousands in one rave party. It makes you wonder, I mean, what is our world going to look like, you know, in a generation when these people are...
Job market's going to be open.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything that involves counting, concentration, statistics, anything
leaving
like that.
Leaving home.
Or leaving the house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's right. I can have myself like I can crank out a retard, and he's still going to make his way up to middle management in 20 years from now. I'm looking forward to that.
Well, think of the opportunities in radio.
Oh. Well, radio's been that way for years. I mean, that's already we're it's been a sort of a sieve, a filter for drug addicts already, right? So the competition
it's
wasn't
really a sieve, it's sort of a screen. It's where they come up, hit up against, and stop.
Yeah, well, same with the sieve. Right. They just never go anywhere.
Right.
Yeah, I look at them as like a grate on a storm drain.
Yeah.
They just all start collecting that. All right, that'll be where we die, too, Trevor. Right. We'll take a little break. Kelly Hu is here from the Scorpion King. She is the sorceress, Cassandra. And we'll take a little break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. I'm Adam. That's Drew. The Love Line. Kelly, who is our guest tonight? She's Cassandra, the sorceress. She is from the Scorpion King. All right. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stop eating. That's the number one movie out right now. And now they're going to have to make another one, right?
I hope so. I mean, sure. I haven't heard any official word or anything. Everybody says that, but no official word. I'm the last to know anything, so everyone else will know before me anyway.
But they'll need you back, right?
You aren't killed.
They don't have to have me back.
But you aren't destroyed, or
I'm not destroyed, and you know, I'm his love interest.
Of course, this could end up being the fifth, number four in a series of five. We'll go back and do number one, number two.
Well, this one already is a prequel or something, yeah. Right?
Right, it is. It
and,
is.
When did that become acceptable? I never signed off on this is the movie that was going to come out, except for we came out with the other one first, and now
Star
we're coming
Wars.
Out with this one.
Well, this one wasn't
I never
planned.
Signed off on that.
This one wasn't planned. I mean, this, you know, this is a result of his character in Mummy Returns,
right.
You know, the Scorpion King. And so they liked him so much, and they, you know, they thought he had so much value in that they decided to do a movie of his own, which I thought was a great idea.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what they, I think they did that. What sitcom did they do that in? Well, Jeffersons.
Well, All in the Family. It was All in the Family.
Yeah, I mean, they spun it off.
Maude.
Been doing that
Jefferson's.
For a long time. Yeah.
Right, but those weren't five. Prequels. There was
oh, yeah, they were.
Well, they did occasionally, you know, harken back.
George owned a successful chain of dry cleaners before they got poor and moved in next to the bunkers.
Yeah.
No, you're right. Anne?
Yeah?
You're 17?
Mm-hmm.
Kelly Hu says, don't do anal.
Don't do anal.
Oh, of course not. Kelly, you are so hot. Like, I definitely agree with Adam. You should not have been up in the 90s. You're
no.
You're
well, she was in
Thank
the 90s.
You.
She moved into number 18 slot.
Yeah, I went up like 80 slots in 2 years.
That's pretty good.
Is that?
You should have stayed there. You wouldn't
say
have
slots
or
slots.
Totally hot.
Like, right, she's hot.
She's hot.
Careful.
Okay, here's my question.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. I just recently, like a week ago, hooked up with a friend of mine that I've known for like 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
We ended up sleeping together, and I like told him, I was like, there's no relationship. This is not going to be a relationship issue. Like, this is just casual sex.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's kind of like he decided to tell me that he has feelings for me and wants the relationship, but I can't, like, I've told him there's nothing there. And now I don't know what to say to him to get him.
This is one of those rare aberrations in the male psyche.
Right.
Once in a while.
Yeah.
He'll be fine.
He was always into Anne.
Yes.
He's had a crush on you for a long time.
He's just been waiting until you let him in.
Yeah.
The thing was, I feel like we did a complete role reversal. Like, I normally would have been like, oh, I want the relationship.
Did you just break up with a boyfriend or something?
No. That's the thing. Like, about a year ago, but.
So you weren't,
It's just been.
He wasn't the guy there to support you through this and that kind of stuff.
I don't need, well, the thing is, I don't need that. Like, I'm too worried about what's going to happen when I go off to college. Like,
yeah,
I don't need
fine.
To worry about a guy.
Well, that's right. Keep that thought. You do not have to worry about him now either. It's nice that you're concerned about his feelings, but if he can't manage the relationship the way it's going to be, then you need to cut the relationship off entirely for a while.
Why did you sleep with him?
Well, honestly, I was really attracted to him for like a week. I don't understand. Honestly, like, I just looked at him and he was just attracted to me all of a sudden.
Hmm. Boy,
like, I don't have feelings for him in that sense. Like, we're just really good friends and we've always been that way. But
how can you be really good friends and not have feelings for him?
Because I either fall for them at first or I don't fall for them at all.
Wait a minute.
Like, brother and sister almost.
Yeah.
But you fell for him later.
You were attracted to him.
I was attracted to him sexually. Like, there was no feelings.
And hold on a second.
Hmm.
You know, I wish I could have got hold of this young kid because I could have worked it out for him.
The guy?
Yeah, he made a few bad moves.
Yeah.
He slept with her
And he kind of caved and spazzed out a little bit and got real needy and freaked her out. And
what
got
would
her
you
going.
Have done differently?
Just first of all, you probably should have turned her away a little bit.
Well, but he'd been waiting for 3 years.
Yeah,
to get
but
his,
if he wanted to really string this out, he should have gone like, yeah.
You mean after he had slept with her and then like turned her away?
Both before and after.
No, not before. Why before? That doesn't do anything for you. You sleep with her,
right.
And then when you're done. You, you know, do my move where I take my towel and snap him in the ass.
That has always worked with me.
Yeah. Don't let the screen door hit you in the ass on the way out, baby. Oh, and grab me a beer before you hit the front door. And then that would have got her so intrigued she would have been going crazy. And then not call her for like 3 days and then call her and kind of pretend nothing happened.
I think that would blow it. Because that's what she wanted. She wanted to...
But she was attracted to him.
He would have had to reject her at the beginning. To get the full effect.
At the beginning of what?
Before they slept together.
But they hadn't been sleeping together for 3 years,
I know,
you
but
retard.
She initiated this. And if he had gone, no.
No, I think he could have given her good working over. Lots of oral. Sprinkling of anal. Sorry, Kelly.
No ifs, ands, or
buts. All right. Well.
Don't do anal.
And?
Yeah.
All right, so he got a little needy, and he kind of told you his feelings afterward, and you freaked out a little bit.
Well, it wasn't even that. Like, I told him there's no emotions. Like, this is just casual. Like, it was good. And
yeah, but you could have... Was the sex any good?
Yeah, it was great, but...
It was great. Well, see, you could have... He could have... You guys could have been F-buddies for a while if he hadn't freaked on you.
No, that...
Like, I would have been fine with that. Like, that's what I wanted, not a relationship.
Yeah, could have worked that at least. Yeah. Guys, oh man.
I think I peed on your hand.
What?
Hey, Ann. All right, baby. All right, so listen, you're doing the right thing. If you don't have those feelings, you don't have those feelings. He'll get over it.
I hope so.
Oh, I feel so bad for him.
Yeah, but guys are durable this way. You just kick them around. They're fine.
I think some guys are more sensitive than others.
Yeah, I mean, this guy may be needy and maybe his feelings have been hurt, but he'll be okay. He'll be all right. And she was kind to him by not maintaining the physical relationship, because if he was already in after one episode, forget it. It really would have screwed him up.
Yeah, he's been in for 3 years.
Yeah, he's got to get away.
Plus, he's got to... But, you know, you got to understand, he's been pining for this chick for 3 years. He finally bedded her down. All right, that's better than it turns out most of the time. You gotta look at that as a small victory and move on. See if you can build on that. All right. John?
Hey, how's it going?
You're 15?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, between my back and my anus, I have a hole. And I wanted to ask Dr. Drew what that is.
Does it kind of leak fluid once in a while?
Yeah.
It's called a pilonidal cyst. It needs to be taken out.
Needs to be taken out? What do you do?
They either cut the whole area out or they actually put a little, basically, wire down the cyst track and then open it up and let it heal from the inside
out.
Let it heal from the inside out. It's a common thing.
How's it heal from the inside out?
It's right here. You got to leave it open. It just heals like...
Oh, I see. Right where the crack starts, basically?
Just above that.
Wow.
It's a pilonidal, means nest of hair.
I wouldn't monkey with that. I would enjoy that if I were.
No, they can become abscessed. It can be a big mess.
I have another question.
Yeah.
Can I ask you something else? I was doing some research on the internet, and there's a disease, a skin disease that resembles curly papules, I think.
Yeah.
And what's that called?
It's called molluscum contagiosum.
How is that treated?
It just, but you scrape them off, basically. It goes away by itself.
What's up, John? Wait, you're 15.
Yeah, well, I like to do a lot of research, John.
Yeah, the research can be dangerous when you don't have experience and wisdom.
Right.
If you don't see it in a clinical context, it's just these freakish pictures about things you don't understand. Look, there's giant textbooks filled with weird dermatologic illnesses you can get. You want to freak yourself out, flop one of those open sometime.
Thank you.
Well, shouldn't you just be looking at porn on the internet?
I think I should.
Watching wrestling on Saturdays? You're 15, for Christ's sake.
WWF.
What are you? Are you Jewish?
No.
All right, well, then knock it off.
Good one, Kelly.
Why'd you ask that?
Because the Jews are, they're such hypochondriacs, you know? And Drew, you know I'm right. That's why they're doctors. That's why they're all doctors.
15.
Every Jewish chick we've had in here has been a hypochondriac. They all know more about medicine than you do because they just study it constantly.
Hmm.
He's 15. He's got to knock it off. He's got to get out there and enjoy. You're supposed to be indestructible at 15. You're supposed to think you are, at least. You're supposed to get drunk and try to, you know, do crazy stunts that you've seen on TV.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. With drink a few beers.
Drink a few beers and
cans over your head, that kind of thing.
Yeah. See if you can.
There are smart people in the world too, though. I mean, come on.
They don't call the show.
They don't call the show. And they don't listen to the show. And they're not obsessed, especially with the dermatological problems. All right. Mm.
Sunset Beach. Isn't that what Kelly was promoting last time she was on the TV show?
No.
No?
You wouldn't have had me on when I was on Sunset Beach.
That was like a daytime drama, right?
Exactly. Yeah. How many soap people have you had on?
We've had...
I didn't think so.
We don't remember.
Well, we're talking about the TV show, right?
Yeah.
Well, they get real desperate and start scraping the bottom of the soap dish every once in a while and get those soapers on there.
I remember you going on about frolicking.
On the beach?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, well, it could have been. It's a different life. Roger?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yep.
What's up?
Well, I was just wondering if, I guess this would be a probably question for Dr. Drew, but I was just wondering if there was like a way to sustain an orgasm.
No. You mean delay.
Yeah, there you go.
Sustaining is...
either way, you know.
Only Sting can do that. Right.
Delaying. Well, yeah, Sting can delay too, I guess. Well, at 18, how long are we talking about here?
I don't know, not very.
I mean, it's
been a couple years since I've actually like gotten laid. It's kind of weird, but
what's weird?
So the only time that you got laid was when you were 16, and then now you're asking if you can delay it? I don't get it.
Because there's a girl that wants it and stuff, and I don't want
to,
like...
You don't want to disappoint her.
Exactly.
Oh, that's sweet.
No. He doesn't want to be have his male ego damaged by not being able to perform adequately. It's not about her.
And he wants a second crack at her, too, and he doesn't want to be cut off after the first poor performance.
Yeah. Listen.
Is it true guys think of baseball and stuff like that?
Yeah. Doesn't work. Because it's just sort of the way you're cut.
Yeah.
I mean, some guys just get a hand dealt to them, and some guys' hand is much shorter. Some guys' hand is a lot longer, and it's genetic. That's
you
like
know
everything.
What, though? Can I tell you something? I had a boyfriend that used to come, and then he would still continue to have sex.
Right, and then
that's not a bad thing.
No. Right. What's wrong with that?
Right.
And that's what an 18-year-old can do, and that's the kind of thing Roger can work out. So what he needs is a relationship.
Yeah.
Somebody can kind of work these things out with and not be so freaked out about it.
Right.
So his rhythms get sort of matched to somebody else's needs, and you can figure things out.
Roger, you'll be fine. And listen, I've said this before, but I'll say it again. Once you start the oral, you begin the clock. You understand?
Not her on you, that is.
No, you on her.
Yes.
You are on the clock. It's like the cab, the meter. The meter gets punched.
Mm-hmm.
Even if even if the cab's just waiting out in front of your house.
You're sitting on the seat.
Sitting there. It's running. The meter is running.
Hey.
So you can... Well, wait a minute.
I just now got what you were saying.
So what I'm saying is, if you're a guy... See, there's all these guys. Will you tell me what you think?
Okay, what?
First, I'm going to force you to think what I think.
Uh-oh. Right?
Through telepathy, so be quiet.
Oh, Kelly, watch out.
Close the lights, Drew. No. These guys, they're 18 years old. They're horrible in the sack. They last for literally a couple of minutes, 2 minutes, sometimes even a minute and a half. Now,
sometimes they don't get to penetrate.
Right. Mm. They become obsessed with doubling or tripling that time, which gets them up to 4 or 5 minutes. And it's impossible for them to do it. I mean, the best they could do is add a minute and a half to their minute and a half, and they're still about the length of a Beatles song. What they need to do is start focusing on the oral sex. That's going to pleasure a woman. She's not going to complain about it. And he can get down there, and he can log 15 or 20 minutes down there.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying. Okay.
And Adam just wants him to paste that onto his performance time.
Yeah.
And that will make the girl a lot happier, too.
Right.
She'll think you're amazing.
Right.
Maybe.
So you get down there, and, you basically take one for the team. So you get down there and you get busy orally for a good 15, 20 minutes. Then you hop up, and it's It's time to eat.
Pizza.
Yeah. I do. I have this carpet bombing technique.
Oh, God.
Ooh. That's where I just I take out the whole village. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
No. You don't need to know.
It's not the smart bomb. I take out a lot of civvies. You know what I'm saying? Collateral damage, we call it.
With his mouth, Kelly.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
All right.
Don't do anal.
Yeah. Kelly Hu is here. She's going to go on a tour. I think she's actually speaking in front of Congress about this whole anal thing and the tragedy. A lot of people don't know about this.
Nope.
Take a little break from the Scorpion King, number one movie in theaters right now. We'll take a little break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Kelly Hu is our guest tonight. She is from The Scorpion King. She is Cassandra, the sorceress. Number one movie in the box office this week and biggest opening movie, grossing movie in April.
Mm-hmm.
Has the record. Mm. Finally pushed Newsies out of the number one slot.
Oh, too bad.
1983. Yeah. Kelly was telling us, actually he was telling me, Drew, you're in the bathroom, but a great story. You know how people buy your domain name?
Yeah.
I think somebody owns my name.
Yeah.
And I don't know if someone owns your name or if you had you had to buy back from them or you never did.
No.
But people buy your name up and then... you know, when I don't know when they do it. They must just keep an eye on the television or listen to the radio or look at the TV guy, and they see people's names, celebrities' names. They buy them in the hopes that one day they're going to want to sell some cosmetics or something.
Or action dolls, action figures, something like that.
Sorceress action figures, and they have to buy the name back. Now, Kelly Hu had her name bought out by one of these, I like to call them vermin. They really are. I don't know how people justify that. You know how these guys justify that? They go, hey, if not me, someone else.
Right.
You know that guy?
It's a whole business.
Right.
People just buy lists and lists and lists of names. I mean, it's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. And but the thing that I thought was funny about Kelly's is this guy had like an abortion website on it. So that it was not only... did he have her name, but he was putting very offensive material on it, which I guess would prompt you to want to buy it back from him, right? Because it was so offensive.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I needed to buy it back anyway to open up my website to, you know, because I wanted to start selling, you know, cash in on the whole Scorpion thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he had had the website for, I don't know how long, years, literally years, and I just refused to pay him for it. But then it got to a point where I needed to have it right away because I wanted to you know, actually do something. And so, yeah, I was forced to buy it back. But he made sure that I was going to do it by putting up all this stuff.
The abortion stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. It was horrible. It was horrible.
I would love to hang out with that guy. What a lovely individual. And, Drew, you still have one of yours floating around out there?
Yeah, but it's...
somebody owns it?
Yeah. A couple of them. One was somebody out in Minnesota or something. It's crazy.
Yeah. How much do they want? You ever talk to them?
They have it's their name. She's a physician out that way.
Oh, I see.
Oh, so she's the same.
Oh, well, that's not bad. I don't know who owns mine or if they still own it. But don't worry. You got a nice payday coming, you retards. I got a nice knuckle sandwich just waiting for you. Imagine what a waste of money it is to own mine.
Yes.
Drew, you know me for 7 years. You ever see me turn on a computer or even try anything?
Oh, come on.
You don't have email?
Oh.
No.
No?
Please. He won't use a phone.
No, I don't have any of that.
He only speaks through the radio.
Keep renewing that every year. What's it cost? $45 or something? You got to renew it every year? Keep it going, Tardos. I'm laughing my ass off. You can have it. You can have it 100 years after I'm dead. Debbie, and I'm going to say something else. Go ahead and put baby seals being clubbed on it and put my name on it and put young fetuses being pulled out of underage mothers with barbecue tongs. Put it on there. Go ahead. I'll never see it.
What if it's a fan, though? What if it's a fan with a really nice website up for you?
Then do that.
Because I've had that, too. There's been some really cool websites that people, you know, they bought the name and then they put up really nice things, too. Hmm. You know, that's a whole different thing going on.
All right. Well, do that.
Yeah.
Debbie, 17.
Yeah. Hi.
What's up?
Well, I'm 17. I have two kids with my boyfriend who I've been with a couple of years now. And lately he's been, like, obsessed with me fingering him and, like, using my dildo on him.
How old is he?
He's 21.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And sometimes he even forces me to, like, lick his butthole. And I really don't know what to do now because, I mean, I love him a lot. And, like, I really don't know how to tell him that, you know, I'm, like, tired of doing that to him.
What kind of strange bogus ring to this?
I don't know. Yeah, the bottle. You got that. You have two kids?
Yeah.
Just to give those kids a chance at a good, decent upbringing, why don't we? Why don't you put them in one of those water balloon launchers that's made with surgical tubing and just fire them toward the north somewhere, just hoping they're going to land in some yard.
How old
Someone
are the kids?
Will take pity on them.
How old?
He's 21.
How old are the kids?
One is 3, and the youngest one is 8 months old.
Yeah. Are you, have you been fixed, or are you still having, can you still have kids?
Well, no. Not right now.
Why not?
Like, I don't know if I'm pregnant again.
You what?
She can't have them because she's already pregnant again.
Oh, my goodness.
Hasn't anyone spoken to you about this?
Well, no, because, like, my parents, they gave me up for adoption.
And how old were you?
I was, like, well, like, I really never met my parents.
But isn't there any social workers or anything assigned to you?
No.
Wait a minute. Did you get picked up for adoption or were you just put in foster care?
Yeah, well, that. And then once I was with my foster parents, I kept them running away, and that's how I met him.
Mm. What does he do for a living?
He's a construction worker.
Yeah. Roofer or drywaller?
Roofer.
Yeah. I started to write the word roofer down when you asked him what he did for a living. This is
the roofer thing?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you how it goes cosmically. Pedophile, rapist, roofer. Roofer's just a notch above rapist.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like a roofer on a bad day.
That's how they contain all that aggression, yeah.
Oh my God. Hold on a second. All right, I'm thinking about killing myself. Yeah. What line is she
one.
In?
One.
Hey, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Can you not have any more of the goddamn kids, please? Can you do that?
Well, yeah, it's like we use protection and everything, but.
Well, how'd you get pregnant again?
Well, I don't know. Probably the condom broke or something.
Well, don't. Now you have two kids, right?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And you went to like county USC and had them delivered.
Huh?
Where'd you go to have the kids delivered?
What? Sorry, I can't hear you.
What hospital did you go to have the babies?
Oh, Queens.
Queens Hospital.
Yeah.
Queens.
Where's that?
Queen of Angels?
Yes.
Mm. Oh.
Still operating?
Where is that?
It's by the Hollywood Freeway. That
oh,
one up there.
And don't they kind of, they don't follow up on you a little bit, make sure you're not feeding the kids sterno or having more kids or, they don't assign anybody
well,
to you?
They don't really care.
All right. Mm-hmm. And then you went there to have the second kid?
No, the second had, I had it, like, in my house.
Ah.
Ow.
Really?
Who delivered it?
Huh?
Who delivered the child?
She's, like, an old friend, and she was, like, helping me, like, through labor and stuff.
Right.
And then after she called, like, the hospital.
Wow.
And now,
that is so intense.
Do you think you may be pregnant again?
Yeah, maybe, because my period hasn't come down.
How about you give this one up for adoption?
I don't know because.
Think how good that would be for. Yeah, but think how good that would be for that kid to be able to have parents that can really afford to take care of him and have the energy and the resources to give him what he needs. Not foster care, but adoptive parents that he knows well.
Mm-hmm. But I mean,
yeah,
can you
no.
guys
okay.
tell
all right.
me?
Yeah,
no.
All right. He wants your husband.
The point is, the dildo and the butt licking is the least of your problems. You got it? That is sort of doesn't even register as interesting as that is. It doesn't even like register on our scale of interest,
right?
Because the life you're leading, the situation you've got, is so much more significant than his need for sort of peculiar arousal. It's not even peculiar; it's just his thing, whatever it is.
Oh, he's a roofer. He sits up there with a hot mop, sucking tar all day long. His brain is fried. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't like it, you don't have to do it. It's all right.
Listen to me, screwball. No more kids. You understand me?
Okay.
I'm not paying for those goddamn kids.
Okay.
Don't do anal.
And don't do anal. Well, wait a minute.
No,
wait a minute.
This is the solution to both her problems.
Yeah.
There we go.
Kelly, who's going to send you out a note?
Okay,
all right?
The exception to the rule.
The husband likes this, and she won't get pregnant. Here you
all
go.
All right. No more. You understand?
Do anal.
Okay.
You know, thanks. You left it.
All right.
Okay. Your drop's going to be with us for years to come.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. What part of Scandinavia do you figure she was from?
Debbie?
Because that's a definite cultural thing.
Norwegian. She was Norwegian.
That was so sad.
Yeah.
What's really sad too. Is she probably doesn't have a job, and so she needs to stay with this guy.
What's sad is that her parents are idiots, and this is the legacy that they have left behind, cramming her poor little butt into foster care after foster care when she was growing up. And she is now desperate for some sort of life preserver, and she's found this roofer. And thank God he's providing for her. You know, I mean,
can imagine, though. I mean, she doesn't want to give this child up to adoption because she thinks
her perception is foster care.
Exactly.
Well, listen, she's 17. It's child abuse. You can't raise a hamster when you're 17. And this ain't a genius 17-year-old. This is, child of foster care who's probably been on the streets half her life. Look, I don't understand, as far as this country goes, why we don't look into this stuff, why this isn't job one. You know, when this chick hits the hospital to have her first freebie kid, why don't we just stuff her full of Norplant like a
Pinata.
Trigger?
Right?
Yeah.
Pinata or Norplant.
Yeah.
I mean, they put those things in your arm and they last for like a whole year or something, right? Five years without kids. That's pretty good.
I'm disgusted. Kelly, I know you think you're leaving, but you got to stay one more break.
Okay.
We got too much love here. Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah. Kelly Hu here from the Scorpion King. We'll be right back. Yo, Loveline, everybody. Yeah. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Kelly Hu is our guest tonight. Kelly's from the Scorpion King, which is out now. Number one movie in the box office.
Woo-hoo.
And number one grossing movie of the month of April, all time. And Kelly's the sorceress. And she was going to leave after the first hour. But I kind of blindsided her at the end there.
You said one more.
One more break.
One more segment. One more call.
Not one more hour, please.
Well,
I have to be back here in 5 hours.
Yeah, she's doing one of those horrible, horrible radio junkets. And there's nothing worse. We got to talk to like 22 morning shows tomorrow.
And everybody asks the same exact question.
Shall we give her a little preliminary run?
Oh, please don't.
I need a fact sheet on the show.
All right. You ready? Let's see. I got the cowbell here.
Okay.
Drew, you want...
All right, good.
You want some... You want some bullet points?
Got it.
There?
All right, let's go. Wait.
All right, go.
Kelly, the next is Billy Bob and Joe from Bend, North Dakota.
Here's how it works. Yeah, you sit there and you got your wrangler who tells you which show you're going to be on.
Right. Sitting in there on a phone.
Right.
This is WEGFR from Norfolk, Virginia. And it's Boomer and the Nudge. Hey, Boomer, that's all that Maxim magazine. Oh, hot. I'll tell you what are you saying there, don't you?
Oh, Boomer.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Hey, Donkey Boy,
former Miss Teen USA. How'd that feel?
I'll tell you what, right now. Well, there's a couple of why,
Boomer. Number 18, dude. Look at these pictures.
Dude, seriously, boy. 18, boy.
Ow.
Kelly, you there?
Yeah, there, man. Let's go. Hold on, we got a break for traffic and weather. Right. Kelly Hu is our guest here. Scorpion King, number one movie in the Bob Seven. Like,
what's the weather now?
Yeah, Bob Seven going up. Good traffic there. Brought to you by Mike's Hard Lemonade.
The line is brought to you by Trojan.
Then there's a pause, and then the guy goes back to his room. I was like, hey, thanks a lot, Kelly.
Right.
How's it going?
And great movie. Good job. Congratulations.
They try to get you to remember the last time you talked to him. Yeah, when you did Nash Bridges, you did a show. Remember that? And you're like, that was 4 years ago, and I was asleep then, too. Yeah, okay,
oh,
thanks.
Oh, my
thanks
God. Much.
Then you go back on hold, and then the publicist person comes back on. Yeah, okay, next up, we're going to Taco Boy. And Little Sandy, they're at WGGY.
Why do they even bother to tell you who it is? Because at that point, it really doesn't make a difference.
No, that's
after
the
about your 500th interview, you don't care who you're talking to.
That's right.
Well, but it's hard as you go from the jack-off calls to the top 40 to the adult rock.
Right.
You get the,
serious ones.
The serious ones, exactly. Yeah, yeah, Scorpion King's going to win all these Academy Awards.
No, somebody's going to want to engage you about Egyptian history or something.
Exactly.
Did you visit the pyramids? Have, exactly. You ever been there?
What kind of research did you do? Yeah. I don't know. I put on this string bikini.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you'll be doing that in about 5.5 hours. So, don't you worry.
I am so looking forward to it.
Ralph?
Yeah.
You're 22?
Yes, sir.
What's up?
Much. I've been smoking meth for like almost a year, and I just wanted to know the long-term effects. And also, my friends told me that it's a rumor that it's also known as the aphrodisiac, because me and my girlfriend like to have sex before and after we smoke meth. So I just want to know if Dr. Drew could clear.
Is it a rumor that it's an aphrodisiac?
Yeah, well, basically...
For most people, it shuts them down. Some people do get stimulated by it. What's going to start happening is you're going to start feeling increasingly irritable and kind of paranoid.
I mean, I could go all night when I smoke it, you know.
Hey, Ralph, stay with me. Okay. You're going to start feeling like people are talking about you and your workers are thinking about you, people you're around, your neighbors. And that paranoia is going to get increasingly intense to the point that you're going to start believing your family and people you care about are actually out trying to harm you. Mm-hmm. This becomes a very intense paranoia that can be quite disruptive to your relationships. In addition, when you stop using, I don't know if you heard us talking to that ecstasy user earlier, but it does the same thing. It causes persistent depression, some personality changes, and extreme difficulty with memory.
And does it cause like memory loss too? Because sometimes I forget where I put my keys or my
obviously kids. Because he just said it.
He just forgot what I just said.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does cause memory, and it is a severe, severe addiction, and it needs to be treated.
And the long term effect? Death.
Ultimately, but Adam gets all pissed off. Excuse me, gets all angry if I use death as the ultimate outcome of any disease.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Why? Why not? It's the truth, right?
Yeah, I know, but it's not. It depends how he phrases it.
Man, I like how it feels. I mean, I smoke weed too, but you know, I like the meth better.
Well,
you know?
People only do drugs. People don't do drugs because they don't like how they feel. They do drugs because they work and they like how they feel. But eventually. It has a damaging effects or altering effects in the brain, and they trigger these diseases we call addiction, and you can't stop anymore. And if you can, you should just go ahead and stop, but you won't be able to. That's the problem. And that's what makes it an addiction. You can't stop.
All right, Ralph. Well, good times, buddy.
Hey, can I say one more thing, though? Say hi, my friend Peter.
No, you cannot do that. That would be impossible. Oh, smoking meth.
You know what? I wonder if he's even using meth, frankly. That had a bogus quality to it.
It did?
Yeah, he didn't sound like a tweaker.
Really? What did
it
sound like?
Get him back on. Let him come clean.
He didn't have much of an attention span.
Ralph? No, he's out.
He's gone.
He's heating up the pipe.
Wow. What do they sound like?
Not like Ralph.
He was too alert?
Too linear.
Oh.
Yeah, they
for after all, having for, done for, it for a year.
For a year, yeah. He's smoking speed for a year. He's a little too linear.
Lisa? Mm. Lisa?
Hello?
You're 19?
Yes.
What's up?
My boyfriend got me pregnant. Well, he's not my boyfriend anymore. He told me about a week and a half ago that he doesn't love me anymore. And it was because this girl, Krista, was telling him for the last 4 months that I was cheating on him, which I wasn't. Mm-hmm. And, like, I don't know, he's saying that he wants me to get an abortion, but I don't believe in abortions. I think that's, like, the worst thing in the world.
Well, how far along are you in the pregnancy?
6 weeks, or 7 weeks today.
Mm-hmm.
You better make up your mind quick.
Well, I already made up my mind. I'm going to keep it, and, like, adoption's not even...
Why?
Because I know I would take one look at the kid and not be able to give it up.
But that's about you. How about being able to sacrifice your feelings a little bit on behalf of what's good for the kid?
I have no problem with sacrificing everything in the world for the kid.
Okay, then you should go up for adoption. That'd be good.
Huh?
That's what the child needs then, is adoption.
No, I can't do that.
Well, you just said you'd sacrifice everything.
I could sacrifice everything to provide for the kid.
No, but what
How
the
are
kid
you
going
to provide for the kid? What kind of job do you think you're going to be able to get?
Whatever I have to do.
Yeah, I know, but that sort of game attitude is just BS for tards. Hold on, that'd be a good cassette I'd like to come out for youngsters.
BS for tards?
Yeah. It's just such a line. Listen, I'll do what I have to do. It's like, well, listen, you dropped out of high school, you got a kid, you need to take care of the kid full time, you're a single mother, how are you going to take care of the kid anymore? I don't know. I'll make ends meet. I'll do what I have to do.
Well, the thing is,
what do you mean you'll do what you have to do? Where do you work now?
I work at a salon. I'm a receptionist.
Okay, so you know, you make $300 a week.
That'll just cover the diapers.
Right.
Yeah.
And then what's going to happen? Who's going to take care of the kid while you're at work all day?
I'm trying to figure that one out.
All
right. You're going to have a lot more than that to figure out.
Well, yeah, but the guy is, like, the thing I'm asking you guys about is, like, he keeps telling me, like, oh, well, get an abortion, and I'm like, well, I can't, and then he's like, well, I don't want to be a deadbeat dad, so I'm going to be there for the kid and this and that, and he wants to drop out of college to take care of it and work full-time, and I just don't want him to do that.
Well, he needs to.
He just got accepted to his dream college.
Where?
Cal Poly San Luis Obispo.
That's a dream college?
Well, he wants to go there. He's wanted to go there to study agricultural business for a long, long time.
Yeah, well, they do have a good agricultural program.
Oh, they do.
Yeah. Maybe. Well, but he doesn't want to get married.
Oh, I don't want to marry him. I mean, I'm not ready to get married.
Oh, that's
But you're ready to have a kid?
No, well, that's a commitment.
I'm more ready to commit myself to my child than I am to
Okay.
him.
All right. Well, listen. If you are going to commit yourself to your child and he's going to commit himself to the financial backing of the child, then, you know, you make it work. Don't have any other kids. And it's going to be a tough next 20 years, you know?
Yeah. Norplant will be my my solution after this.
All right.
You give it a go. I'm curious about the part where the girl Krista was telling him that you were cheating on him for 4 months and that's why he dumped you.
Oh, I dumped him because he told me he didn't love me anymore.
Because of Krista?
Because of Krista. Well, like, for the past 4 months.
Oh, shut up. I had an ass full of her. Let me tell you why I don't like that. Because she said at the beginning of the call.
I know.
It was vengeful.
Do you think it's because she's hot?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, she may be. But she said at the beginning of the call, Krista said for the last 4 months that she was cheating on him. And when I restated that, she said, no. He dumped me. And then went on to say because Krista said cheating. Mm. But how does that work, by the way? Somebody tells you your mate's cheating and you never find out or do any legwork on it. All right, just raise the kid. Don't have any others. Get money from him. And it'll all turn out fine. Sarah?
Yeah?
You're 18.
Yep.
What's up?
Every time my boyfriend and I have sex, and it's been for about the last 4 or 5 weeks, afterwards I bleed really, really heavy, like even more heavy than like a normal period would be for me.
Did you start a birth control pill or medication recently?
Well, a year ago yesterday I had a son. And it's just been since then. And they've changed. I went to my gynecologist, and they've changed my medications or my birth control 3 different times since had my son.
Well, that's why this is happening.
And well, she told me it'd take a couple cycles on my new birth control pill
to stabilize your endometrium. But the reason you're bleeding heavily now is because of all those hormonal changes.
And well, I've been on a new one for 3 months now.
Okay,
and it's
just
been the last like 5 weeks, and it's, I mean, like, I'm weak all the time because I've lost so much blood, and...
Are you taking iron?
I just started. They just started giving me iron supplements.
Are you anemic? Have you been tested?
Yeah, I'm hypoglycemic.
Are you anemic?
No.
They would have told you if you're anemic, okay?
Well, that's just yes or no.
Yeah. Look, it's from that pill.
Okay.
That pill may be fine, but you're having some bleeding, and... Bleeding, even heavy bleeding. How many times a week are you bleeding heavily?
Well,
she said every time she has sex.
But how many times? I don't know magically how
often. Well, it's usually. Well, I mean, we usually have sex like almost every day. So I've bled like for 5 weeks straight.
All right. Did you tell your gynecologist this?
Yeah, and she just said have patience with the pill.
All right. So there you go. You don't lose that much blood bleeding that way. Believe it or not, it seems like you are, but you're really not, and not even enough to feel weak, frankly. So get that out of your thinking. Start thinking a little more positively about that.
Who's the guy? Is he the father?
No.
Oh, shocking.
Of course not.
And
how dare you?
Yeah. Where's the dad?
Actually, he's been out of the picture since I was 6 months pregnant, and he's had the opportunity to see the son, but he chooses not to. So.
Yeah. And you were pregnant at 16?
Yeah.
All right. Good times. All right, baby. And the new daddy, he's doing all right?
Oh, yeah. My son calls him dad, and
he's there
for us, so.
You better stick around for another 8 years or so. Your kid needs that.
Yeah.
Eight years. You got that?
Yep.
All right. Always breaks my heart to hear about the youngins having the boys, you know, because they become the criminals. The girls just become the strippers and the porn stars.
That's all.
Which, from a societal standpoint,
is more acceptable.
Necessary.
I look at everything in terms of negative or positive impact for my life.
Right.
And a bunch of...
Anyway, strippers make a whole lot of money.
Yeah, they help the economy. A bunch of chicks becoming strippers, porn stars.
They don't pay taxes, though.
Yeah, but they don't...
I wouldn't either.
Her son, it's the sons of these teenage moms that become the violent criminals of the future. You see what I'm saying?
If they don't have any guidance, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Well, that's just it. They rarely get that guidance. And even with the sprinkling of guidance they get sometimes, usually the future criminals of the world. Like where I said, the women just do the porn. So, Jordan?
Yeah?
That's why I'd like the males all killed. They'd sacrifice it. What religion did they do that in, Jerome?
No, they used to sacrifice the women.
Oh, the women?
Yeah.
The girls.
It's always the girls.
Who did that? Like the
China.
Romans?
Chinese.
Oh. Yes.
See, they're not thinking
that
over there.
That one baby policy, too.
That's
thinking. That's what killed us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you Chinese?
Yes.
Oh, you weren't sacrificed.
No, I was born in Hawaii, thank God.
That's not in China?
Hawaii, it's close to China. No, it's not.
Sometimes, originally to the volcano gods, occasionally, but that's...
Occasionally throw one in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, she got to be a virgin, though.
Jordan? Yeah, well, she's 6 months old. Chances are no one's got her yet.
No, you're talking the babies. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm talking about the sacrificing the babies. Jordan, you're 15.
Yeah.
What's up?
I was wondering, what are the effects of Ritalin, like, when you use it to get high? Because my friend, like, I've been getting in drugs lately because I have a lot of stress and stuff. My friend's like, oh, you gotta try this, and he gave me 7, and I took them, and, like, now, like, my legs are, like, numb, and I'm all shaky and stuff.
Yeah, well, it's a stimulant, and you're gonna be, you know, like, your head's blown off. But yeah. It's speed, basically.
Oh, because, yeah, I've been doing a lot of different stuff lately because, like, my mom yells at me, and, like, I don't get to see my dad because he lives in Florida.
Mm. Like, well... Doing a lot of different stuff is not going to be the answer to this.
Yeah, no.
Right?
Like, I tried to go to the school counselor, and, like...
Good.
They wouldn't even let me talk to her. Like,
why?
Like, I'd talk to her, and then, like, she'd be like, well, you need to seek help elsewhere. And then she'd, like, make me leave, and I'd be like, oh, thanks for help.
Did she give you a referral?
No. She, well, like, my friend referred me to her, so I started talking to her.
And then she didn't tell you where you ought to go next?
No. She said, you need to go elsewhere, that like, she can like, help me.
And she didn't say where?
No.
That's not possible. That doesn't make sense.
Well, she just said I need to, like, well, talk to your family about it, because it's mostly family problems I'm going through.
Yeah.
Teachers at my school and stuff.
How's your mom doing?
Oh, she's doing fine. It's just, like, I just moved out here, like, 2 years ago, and everything was fine for, like, until, like, half a year ago, Austin. Like, I've been getting yelled at more for some reason. Like, I don't think I'm acting up anymore, but...
Well, you're doing drugs, and that's going to make you behave differently at home, for sure.
Well, what are you, in the 10th grade?
No, I'm in 8th. See, that's the thing. I failed twice. Like, all my teachers, like, make smart comments and stuff to me, and I'm like...
You failed twice within the last 2 years?
Yeah. No, I failed 7th grade, I repeated it, and I failed 8th grade.
Mm.
So I'm repeating it this year. And
you no good hooligan!
Well, you play any sports?
I just skateboard, is all.
Oh, yeah.
That's
it's too bad, because you could be, like, when you finally get to high school in your 30s, you could be, like, you know, behemoth.
King Kong.
You'd be like in the 10th grade, you'd be on the varsity squad, you know? That's the upside to failing.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make lemonade out of lemons, you know what I'm saying, Jordan? All right, listen.
You got to get a referral from that counselor you saw.
Yeah.
Where she says you ought to go, you go.
Well, Jordan, you sound like a... Well, I'm not going to lie to you. You don't sound that great, but you sound like an okay guy,
right
at least.
Now, I'm really nervous.
Look, don't... Take drugs.
Just strung out on Ritalin.
Yeah. Don't start monkeying with people's medication, please. And I know your mom's a pain in the ass, but she's having a tough life. Your dad split and all that stuff. How about showing her a little respect?
Yeah.
She's the one who stuck around and is raising you while your pussy no-count dad moved to Florida.
Yeah.
Shocking, which is a haven for deadbeat parents.
He used to always brainwash me when I was a kid, too, like saying, if your mom ever comes to school, like... And don't ever go with her, and, like, she doesn't love you, that's why she left me.
Yeah,
wow,
boy.
Parents are great.
Yeah.
Dad died with
dad. Yeah. One day I'm going to go to Florida and really just do a dragnet.
Why are they all in Florida?
The country, the gravity pulls them down there.
Florida, yeah, Florida is like the country's drain.
It's what California used to be, strangely.
Yeah, the country, it's like all the gutters lead to Florida.
It's like they tip it up and it sort of rolls down there.
All slides over there. Florida and Nevada.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Nevada's not too far here.
Well, Nevada's bad because every idiot goes over there to strike it big because he's got some kind of plan that involves something quasi-legal, except for it's only legal there. Wait a minute. The TV show I worked on, yeah. I did work out of there. But Florida's this way, too. These guys, they always end up there. I don't know what draws them to that part of the country. But it doesn't seem to be drawn to the colder climates. Yeah, they got stuff. The people fish off of bridges that cars are driving over and stuff. They eat, you know, they basically live off the land.
They live off the land.
They do.
Picking oranges.
Yeah.
In Florida.
Yeah, and eating fish and you know, pulling waffles
polluted
out
fish.
Of dumpsters. Yeah. Yeah, it's bad times over there.
Hammerhead sharks. Are you going to let Kelly go or no?
Yeah, I think we will.
Oh, thank you.
I know. Oh, you're breaking
sorry.
My heart.
She's toast.
I am so tired, and I have to be back here in literally like 6 hours.
We gave you a rehearsal, though. It's good.
Yeah, it was good. Thank you for the warning. Can I borrow your cowbell?
I'm coming back here in the morning, too. You want to just crash out at my place? I mean, you know, it's cool. We'll both sleep on the sofa. No?
How big is your sofa?
Not that big. Medium big.
Come on, Adam, you have to go through your evening rituals, too. I mean, you can't...
Oh, I'll go excuse myself to the bathroom.
The bathroom, the Tommy Vu tapes and the infomercials.
The what tapes?
I like to sit and drink and watch infomercials and then eventually start talking to the TV.
Why am I not surprised?
Oh, 1:30. Start actually yelling at the TV set. Yeah.
We yelling at who? We yelling at the infomercial guy?
Yeah.
We yelled at the Ginzu guy. Knives or who are we yelling at?
I usually get caught up into the engine additives.
The sorry? Engine additives,
yeah,
yes.
The oils.
Yes, yes, it's those things that's supposed to make your car more effective and miracle thing. And,
yeah. We drained this car of all its motor oil and then drove it through Death Valley towing a trailer. Yeah, we dumped gravel into the crankcase. Man, I watch that and I get all excited. Because this could happen one day to me. All right, Kelly Hu, everybody. Scorpion King.
You've all seen it already.
Thank you.
So see the sequel.
That's right. And go to the website. What is the website?
KellyHu.com. It's mine now.
Yep.
Yeah, it is.
$1,000, got it back, and buy one of those action figures. That's right, Kelly. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, Loveline, everybody. I'm Adam. There's Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Kelly Hu has left the studio, and it's time to carry on, because that's the way she would have wanted it. Christina? Or Krista?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello.
You're 17.
Yes.
What's up?
I would like to know, I mean, why, where you guys get off talking to that girl like that.
Which girl?
The 17-year-old girl that had 2 kids.
Well, she was pregnant for a third time and basically screwing everyone's life up.
How is she screwing everybody's life up?
Well, because she can't take care of those kids.
How can she? I have 2 kids and I take care of them just fine. You can do anything that you put your mind to.
Well, I'm not so sure you can do anything you can put your mind to.
Anything that you want to do, you can do it.
Yeah, I disagree with that.
You basically just told that girl that she can't do it. How do you think she felt after she got off the phone with you?
Well, hopefully,
what
like.
How do you think that you made her? How do you make? I mean, in the 19-year-old girl like that.
Well, hopefully they.
I mean, I give you the Florida thing. That's completely true, but. The girls, you had no right.
Well, we do have some common ground.
I work a full-time job. I go to school. You can do anything you put your mind to. You can do whatever you want.
All right. Well, you're going to let me talk, or you're going to keep blabbing?
Go ahead.
Okay. First off, you can't do anything you put your mind to because there'd be more successful people if that was true.
I just tell heroin addicts stop doing heroin.
Right. They just put their mind to it.
Okay. And if they put their mind to it, they could. If they want to, they
could. No, Chris, that's not the way the brain works.
I would have been playing professional football.
So would I, actually.
And so would Drew.
Yeah.
And or a pirate astronaut, which is something I also wanted to be. And actually, I still hold that dream.
You probably would have graduated high school, because I hear one of you guys didn't even graduate high school.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Okay, so probably if you would have went to high school and you wanted to be an astronaut, you went through college and you kept on going for that goal, then you would have been an astronaut instead of sitting on the radio bad-mouthing girls.
Except for if I had three kids, I wouldn't have been able to go to college, because I would have had to tend to those kids.
I have two and I go.
Yeah,
I have two and I go. What's your excuse now?
What do you want me to say? I have three kids and I don't go? Listen, screwball, you can't do everything full-time. You can't be a full-time student, a full-time mother, and work full-time. Do you understand?
I do.
No, you can't. What do you mean you can't?
I'll
tell you why. Because by definition of full-time, it means full-time. It means all the time.
You see what I'm saying? That your wife sits at home and cooks and cleans and takes care of the kids all day while you go and badmouth girls.
Well, actually, it's my life, except for the part about the wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, listen, baby. Just no more kids, all right?
No more kids. I'm not planning on having any
good,
kids.
Good.
But you have no right downgrading those girls at all.
Sure I do.
No, you don't.
Oh, who cares? It's my radio show. Just don't tune in. You're so busy raising your kids. Who has time to listen to this frivolous radio show?
You know, actually, the only reason that I listen to you is because I wanted to see why my friend listened to this crap. And the first thing I heard was you bad-mouthing this 17-year-old girl.
Well, listen.
That's the only reason I tuned into you guys. Trust me, I'm not trying to listen to you any other day of the week.
Here's the problem with this country. Too many young, stupid people cranking out too many kids. You understand that?
How do you support your kids?
I have a full-time job. I sell living trust.
And what do you do who takes care of your kids while you're working?
They go to school. They're in daycare.
And
learn their ABCs and 1, 2, 3.
Krista, just answer the questions. And so, and how about when you're going to college, you're going to school, who watches the kids?
They go to their aunt's house.
So your aunt is taking care of the kids. And when do you see the kids?
Well, holidays, Easter.
I see them
Easter.
On the weekends and okay. in
well,
the
that's
mornings
not, that's not,
and
that's not,
at night when okay. I am home.
All right, so there's one thing you're not doing full-time.
And what is that?
Parenting. That's not full-time. And then the schooling. Schooling full-time is 6 to 8 hours a day. Are you doing that?
Okay, so I go to school 3 hours a day,
three and a half hours
a day.
All right, so you're not doing that full-time.
Okay,
so
I'm not doing it full-time,
okay,
but it's not the
right.
point if I'm doing
well,
it
Well, no, the point was you can't do everything full-time, and that's
okay,
the fact, and you have to make sacrifices.
So it might take you a little bit longer to do it.
Would you shut up, you old windbag?
You can do anything that you put your mind to.
Quiet down. Let Drew talk, please.
The fact is, it's a great to have a positive mental attitude, but you also have to realize that you have to make sacrifices. You have to make choices.
I realize that.
And it is terribly unrealistic to think that you can do all things. That's a bad message, that you think you do all things all the time. And the fact is, that young lady had been through foster care. She was confused. She kept having kids and couldn't seem to be able to get control of her life and needed to get a very clear message that this is not a good road to be going
down. I bet you when she pops out this third child, she'll get her reality check.
Well, she's had some.
God does not ever give you anything that you can't handle. He's giving her these children for a reason.
All right, screwball. Have fun, all right?
Just have a good day.
Take care of those kids, would you please?
I already do.
All right.
Well, your aunt does anyway.
At least your aunt does. Yeah. Which one do you think the kids think is mom? The aunt or Krista?
Which one should you call mom?
Oh, I don't know. But listen, that God doesn't give you anything you can't handle nonsense.
Oh, yeah.
Well, where are we living? What country? What era? What's the calendar say? Where are we?
1160.
God doesn't give you. God didn't give you anything. It was that dude who bent you over the dumpster. That's who gave it to you. Please. All right. I don't want to pick on any more 17-year-olds. Just stop having the goddamn kids and take care of the ones you got, and stop buying into all this so you can do whatever you want. I don't know why it is. You know, the people who are the best parents think they're the worst parents, and then the worst parents think they're the best parents. Mm-hmm. I think it's just bravado.
It's narcissism.
I don't know if they actually believe it. I think they're talking themselves into it.
No, narcissists believe it, believe me.
Do they?
Because they don't really identify the needs of others. So the kids don't have any other needs except to what I say they need.
Right.
So.
All right. Evan?
Yeah?
You're 19?
Yes.
What's up?
Hey, I don't know if you guys remember me, but I'm the guy who coined Bajart.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I do remember that, yeah.
All right. anyway, I was.
But Jart is a queef, right?
Yeah, it's a queef.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I was going to ask if, I have a friend who's diabetic, and I was wondering if, after performing oral sex, it's safe for her to swallow the semen.
You mean, is it going to somehow send her blood sugar spiraling out of control?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay. And I have another question. You had a caller early on about a guy who couldn't last that long.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was wondering, what's the average time?
I don't know what the average time is.
Well, for, let's say, 17-year-old?
Probably about 5 minutes.
Maybe a little less.
4 minutes, yeah.
5 minutes is a
long
time.
Yeah.
It's a long song, a very long song.
Well, because, the thing is, I have the other problem where I'll be doing just the mechanics, and me and my girlfriend have gone for, like, 20 minutes just doing the mechanics.
Just doing the mechanics.
What's the mechanics?
Basically, you know, penetration just in and out.
Right.
And I've gone for 20 minutes, and it's kind of like, you know, and sometimes it's kind of frustrating.
Well, what do you mean? It's going too long?
Oh, yeah. It's like, you start getting tired.
You can't have an orgasm.
Yeah. I was wondering what could be the cause of that.
You want to speed that up?
Oh, yeah. Just a little bit, you know.
You want to shave? You want me to shave, let's say, $1.45 off of that? Maybe 2.15? What do you want me to shave off?
Five minutes. Cut it down to 10, 15.
Well, he just wants to get there at all, I think.
Well, he claims to be having the orgasm. Are you eventually having the orgasm?
Yeah, I'm eventually having the orgasm.
Mm-hmm. What position are you in?
Missionary.
Uh-huh. And what position do you beat off in?
Standing up.
Standing up?
Yeah.
Were you in the shower?
Yeah.
Aren't you scared you're going to slip and hit your head on the soap dish and that's how they'll find you?
Well, it's not like I'm going to still have my hand on my penis.
Yeah, don't worry. They'll do the math. Believe me. Any small town coroner can figure that one out.
Yeah, but then they could ride my headstone just by masturbation.
What'd he say?
They could ride my headstone just by masturbation.
Oh, I see, yeah.
It'll be, you know.
Yeah, it'll be a proud, very proud moment for your parents. All
right. Oh, boy.
Did he have a question?
I don't know.
He wants to shave sometime. I'm saying if he got her in the position that he was in when he masturbated, he could shave some time because that's what he was used to.
Mm-hmm.
But that's him standing up. So he's going to have to do a doggy thing while he's, like, standing at the edge of the bed. You know what I'm saying,
All
Drew?
Right, there you go.
You like that position, Drew?
Good times.
Mm-hmm. You're passionate, passionate man. Adrian?
Yeah, what's up?
You're 21?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, first of all, you guys are it. You guys are the man.
Thanks.
Drew, you're a genius, man. But, basically, the reason I'm calling is because, I got this, I guess you could call her my girlfriend, on and off for, like, the past 2 years, right? And, I don't know. I mean, I've tried everything to get rid of her. I do not want to be with her anymore. I mean, I badmouth her. I cuss at her. I mean, I've hit this girl, and I have never hit a girl before.
All right, just break up. Just leave.
No, Drew, please. I mean, you don't understand. This girl drove home from California because I was not answering my cell phone. She drove home from California. She was in California visiting friends.
But you didn't tell her that you want to break up, did you?
No. I mean, I tell her. I mean, like I said, I badmouth her. I tell her I don't want to be with her. I don't want to see her.
Yeah, well, that stuff, that draws her in because she's a mess.
You have to say, I have a new girlfriend. I'm done. It's over.
No, but this girl won't call. She knows where I live.
All right, well, then you got to kill yourself.
Yeah, stay with her the rest of your life.
I'm thinking about it, man. I mean, but this girl, okay, because, I mean, I care for her. I care about her a lot. I mean, I care about her. She's not used to doing anything on her own. I do a lot of stuff.
I know. Listen to me. She's a very troubled person, and you're going to have to do this, and you can't keep swinging the door back and forth because that sends a message to her that when you break up, she remembers the last 10 times you broke up and you got back together.
Yeah.
You're going to have to tell her, we're breaking up.
And you got to disappear.
I know we've gotten back together the last 50 times we broke up, but you know what? This one is the one. Know it, understand it, and when you call in the cell, I ain't picking up. When you call home, I ain't. Move on with your life. I love you. Take care of yourself. That's it.
Yeah, but see.
Yeah, but nothing.
No, Drew. I mean, Adam. listen, I mean, this girl, she will, if I take my phone off the hook and I turn my cell phone off, she will come to my house and she will stand outside my window. She will.
Then you call the police and you have her taken away for trespassing. Mm-hmm. Then you get a restraining order. You do whatever you need to do to bring the structure to bear.
Well, I don't understand. Here's what cracks me up. I know, but what do you think you're going to do? Like, are we just going to go, okay, all right. Well,
here's some pixie dust.
There.
Here's some magic pixie dust.
Yeah.
What do you want us to do? I can't even think of a fantasy answer for this.
You want us to put a contract out on her?
I mean, Drew, what do you think? I mean, I want to know what is going through this girl's head that makes her so...
She is fused. She probably has a personality disorder, and she can't conceive of... She has severe abandonment issues and can't conceive of the loss. If you continue to co-sign that and to support and enable those behaviors, they are never going to stop. This is what she expects, is abandonment and then reuniting. This is sort of reenacting her early childhood traumas, and she's sort of gratified by the breakup and the getting back together. It's this sort of destruction. It's destruction and reuniting. It's sort of, you know, reunite. It's chaos. That's what I think Bill and Hillary Clinton would do around his craziness. He'd do something despicable, and she'd rescue him, and they'd reunite, and then they'd go on their various ways again. Mm-hmm. And this is a bad situation. You need to just do what Adam said. Say goodbye, break up, and then bring a very firm structure down, which is change your phone number, call police if she trespasses.
No. Drew, you don't understand. She calls on the cell phone. No, man. You don't understand. If I break up, she's going to call.
And it's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be fun.
She'll come over. You don't understand. I know. It's like, okay, what do you want us to do? You break up. You know she's a little nutty because she's crazy about Adrian over here. Just lay that law down. But, man, you can't waffle. This is it. And believe me, crazy people, the truth takes a little longer to sink in with them. But a couple solid weeks, you stay on it. You don't break your diet. You stay with it.
This one's going to take a few months.
And she'll get the message. Yeah. Yeah, but crazy people get distracted and latch on to other people, too, very quickly.
Mm, mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm, sometimes, yeah.
All right. We'll take a little break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. There's Drew. Phone number. Forget about that phone number. We got people to cure, Drew.
All right, I'm ready.
Let's do it, buddy. Patty?
Hi.
You're 21.
Yes.
What's up?
You know, I'm calling because the guy who just called right now about the girlfriend who has, you know, problems.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be like that, actually, when I was about 17 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would say to him is, you know, get rid of her however you can.
But wouldn't you say it's kinder to her to be as direct and deliberate?
It's bad. And, you know why? Because... For example, in my case, I can say that whenever he would, you know, push me around, I mean, I would kneel in front of this guy, beg him not to leave me, you know, and it's just like, it keeps on feeding you. It's like,
right.
You get very needy.
Right. Yeah.
You want to come back because this guy is torturing you and he's paying attention to you.
Yeah.
He's not just ignoring you.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? So if he ignores her, eventually she'll get the point.
But so much of it, too, is just avoiding that ultimate pain of the departure. And he has to deliver that blow.
Yeah.
You're not going to initiate it. You have to take that, and it's good for you to take it.
Yeah. I mean, I actually ended up realizing that this guy was an asshole, you know. But, you know, the best thing to do is just to make it known to her.
Have your relationships been better since that?
Oh, well, no. I called last time.
Oh.
And I have a boyfriend, and in fact, one of you guys, it wasn't Dr. Drew, but you... What's his name? I forget his name. Adam, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he told me that I was stupid, but... and I wanted to comment on that.
Say that to everybody.
I know, he calls stupid.
He calls me
stupid.
Yeah, he calls everybody stupid.
But...
Jeez, if I reacted... Let's think about it. If I reacted like our callers every time you called me stupid...
Mm-hmm.
Adam.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You were talking to me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, Drew's worse because he's smart. He just says a lot of stupid things.
Yeah, well, but see, the point is, if I reacted the way they do...
It'd be hell.
Oh, my God.
I just think people shouldn't take it personal.
No, that's right.
That night, I got very upset, and I was like, you know, why did he call me like that? And I went home, and I told my boyfriend, and he said, you know what? He said, don't pay attention. He said, that's his show. He can say whatever he wants.
That's right.
And I said, okay, whatever. You know?
All right, well, you got a good man.
Yeah.
That's good, yeah.
Another thing I wanted to say.
No, that's enough.
No, let her do it.
No, that's enough.
You owe her one for...
No, listen.
Go ahead, go, quick.
Ugh. Okay, you know that 17-year-old girl who called?
You're right.
I just want to tell her, take care of yourself. Get on birth control.
All right.
Get Depo or whatever you can get. Depo is probably... It worked for me.
Yeah, that's the best thing for her. I agree.
Yeah.
Thank you, Peggy. Not so stupid.
No, exactly.
Not so stupid.
All right, well, should we break down her advice on how to end the relationship?
Yeah, just end it and don't get pregnant.
And get on the Depo.
Isn't that what we say?
We said that to the 17-year-old.
Right. Well, our advice isn't so stupid.
All right. Kylie?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah, I just wanted to say hi, but I don't really know how to say this. I was, since age 4 to 12, I was molested. Mm. And my question is, during oral sex... It doesn't, like, maybe 25% of the time it feels good, and the rest of the time it doesn't.
Hmm.
And I was curious as to if it has something related back to that, because I was molested.
There's research ongoing right now about something that's being called somatic dissociation, meaning that the trauma and the powerlessness of that experience induces a physiologic state in your brain where you sort of wall off to certain physical experiences. Naturally enough, some of those involve the sexual kinds of experiences that were so unpleasant for you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it makes perfect sense.
Who molested you?
But is there something I can do about that, or is that just something that's always going to be there?
It's probably going to be something for you to some extent, but, yeah, the sort of connected psychotherapy, you know, what's called biologically attuned therapy can sometimes help that. It takes a long time.
Yeah.
It takes a long time. And
Who did this?
My brother.
Mm. Really? And he did the oral sex on you?
He did that. He fondled. He wanted me to do oral on him. It was not...
Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
Well,
How much older is he than you are?
He's going on 21 in 3 months. He's married now. You know, we're really close still. And, you know,
really
he
close.
Apologized about all that stuff. But
apologize?
Yeah.
Well, what do you want him to do?
Well, no, I don't want to. No, it's nothing like that. It's just that.
Wait till he has kids. He's going to do this to somebody else, possibly.
Mm, not necessarily.
He did it to my cousins, too, apparently. Well, he did with me, but.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What happened to him?
I have no idea.
Does he have kids yet?
No.
Mm-mm. If he has kids, Kelly, you're going to have to tell somebody, unfortunately.
Well, I've told my mom, and my boyfriend knows, and my friend knows, and that's about it. But I've told my mom, and she's been meaning to talk to him about it, but she doesn't really know how to bring it up with him. And
I've been meaning to talk to you about the 8 years of abuse you carried on with your sister.
Yeah. Stu, come here. Come into the kitchen. First thing,
you don't eat your broccoli.
Don't park in the driveway because your truck leaks transmission fluid, and we've talked about that before. Secondly, you are so grounded for going down on your sister for 8 years. So grounded. Oh, my God. Hold on. Kylie?
Yeah?
You're a smart girl. I'm sorry you had to go through this, and you can have a good, nice, long, happy life, okay? But you got to get a little therapy. You got to do a little work. And then you end up knowing more than everyone else.
Yeah.
Should I take my brother? Because I don't know if it would... Because his wife, I'm sure, doesn't know.
No, just you do this by yourself.
You just go to therapy. You talk to a therapist and you work out
what's
best.
It's about you learning what they call psychobiological attunement.
Yeah. All right? All right. Good times. Aaron?
Yes, sir.
You're 22.
Yes.
What's up?
Long-time listener, big fan of you, Adam, and Dr. Drew. Love your medical advice. I'm actually an EMT myself. So.
Hmm, great.
I have a problem this last weekend. I had my birthday party, and the power company decided to have a power outage. So
wow.
I got all this leftover beer and food, and I want to, you know, get the party started this weekend. So I need Adam's esteemed tutelage on how to start a really good singles party.
Hmm. You have like a 4 foot of a 6 foot sub from last weekend?
No. I was marinating chicken and some steak, and I decided just to put it back in the freezer and freeze it.
Mm-hmm. But you had a power outage.
Well,
your freezer run off? Propane?
It's a singles party.
Hold on a second. I want to get to the bottom of the. I want to get to the bottom of the freezer, and that doesn't run off electricity.
Well, I had a power backup. You know, generator.
And you got a power backup at your place?
Yeah, but it only runs like my emergency radio.
Yeah.
And my refrigerator, because those are the main appliances you want to keep going
Good times.
You got the generator wired into the house?
Yeah, I flipped the switch. I go out to the main box and flip the breaker.
Sweet.
Yeah, my buddy was an electrician. He hooked it up.
Yeah, I got one of those too, you know.
Really?
Yeah, except for I have no goddamn idea how it works. I'll never get that thing started. But anyway, now you want to get some singles over the house to help you celebrate your 23rd birthday?
22nd. I just turned 22.
Okay.
Forget the singles idea. It's just a bunch of your jack-off buddies.
Get your jack-off buddies to come over there and hope they don't rape you.
Well, just get rid of all the beer, I guess.
Yeah, the beer, was it still in the keg?
No keg. I just got, 72 bottles of beer on the wall, so.
I see. Yeah. Get your buddies over there and tell your buddies to, who have the hot girlfriends, to get their girlfriend's friends over there. That's probably about the best you're going to do. You do any kind of advertising, you just get a bunch of local jack-offs who want to come over there and drink free beer. You'll never get any hot chicks. Your only shot at hot chicks as a 22-year-old who's throwing a party is to get some girls to bring their girlfriends. Am I right, Drew?
That never works either, though.
Yeah, but it's your only
shot.
That's
as far as you're getting, yeah.
I mean, he's working as an EMT. He's got no shot otherwise.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. We'll take a little break. We'll be back. Hey, everybody. Well, that's it. All right. I want to thank Kelly Hu for coming in here tonight from the Scorpion King. She was a trooper on the schedule she's on. And tell everyone to go check out KellyWho.com.
Yeah, that's what she said.
That's right. Get one of them sorceress dolls.
Mm.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow night. Until then, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
Don't do anal.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins-Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.